give bipartisan praise that they're going to raise the pay for district attorneys and public defenders. You don't get an attaboy for finally saying...
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. Israel's prime minister recovering after undergoing an emergency surgery to implant a pacemaker on Sunday. Doctors say Benjamin Netanyahu's procedure went smoothly and he's expected to be discharged later today. Fire crews battling a fast-moving wildfire in southern Washington state. Alan Leibovitz with the state's Department of Natural Resources says not only are high temperatures a factor.
It's very difficult terrain to fight fire, so we engage with air resources as quickly as possible.
More than 30,000 acres have burned in less than 24 hours. A White House official says President Biden will establish a national monument in honor of Emmett Till, the black teenager who was tortured and killed in 1955 in Mississippi. His death galvanized the civil rights movement. Three people hospitalized after a shooting outside a Philadelphia bar Saturday night. All three listed in stable condition. An investigation ongoing. No arrests have been made. This is ABC News. A California man says his homeowner's insurance provider dropped his coverage after flying a drone over his property and later saying they didn't like the clutter in his yard.
CJ Sven has had AAA insurance for 15 years and never had a single claim. He was shocked when he got a letter that his insurance was being terminated. When he inquired, he was told a drone was used to fly over his home and they could see debris in his yard. He admits he works on restoring a car and there are some tires and things, but he says nothing that's dangerous.
I said, oh, well, no, we sent over a drone. I'm like, oh, they have a drone that they sent over my property.
He says later the insurance company told him it was not actually a drone, but instead it reviewed satellite images all allowed in California to assess risk. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Demonstrations outside a courthouse in California Friday as a hearing took place for several Antioch police officers who traded racist text messages. The officers are accused of breaking a state law aimed at addressing racism in the justice system. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
I have Corrine Hendrickson, part of the Wisconsin Early Childhood Action Needed group.
The Joint Finance Committee, again in the middle of the night, took that out and said, well, hey, you have all this money coming from the federal government. Why don't you use that to create this program? Well, guess what? We proved it worked. Wages went up $2 an hour. There actually are a couple extra childcare businesses open now than there were about a year ago. And that's going to stop. Just Monday, we lost two.
Weekday morning, 6 till 8 on your local civic media radio station. And on the app, The Devil's Advocates Radio.
The entire light beer industry is under attack from the right at this time. Apparently, that they no longer have women in bikinis selling the beer.
I would suggest, and this is on the Fox Entertainment Network.
I believe it's the Fox News. Well,
well, I just hope I don't get into Captain Morgan and Diet Cokes, man. That'd be a sad day.
The Devil's Advocates Radio with Dom and Crute. Weekdays 4 till 6 on your local civic media radio station. And on the app.
Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. Joey from Bad Year joins us.
Someone drank my sweat last night. Oh. Let's just say that.
Was it like in a glass or was it like...
Straight wrung out of my tidy white, actually, that I...
Wow.
Yeah, I don't know what this guy was on.
I love Bad Year, but I'm not going to be drinking anybody's sweat.
Me either.
Yeah, but you were happy to give it, so, right?
I'm like, sure, dude, knock yourself out.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Just after 10 o'clock on a Saturday evening, it is time for Max Inc. Heavy. Original local hard rock, metal, and punk from the state of Wisconsin. Let's kick it off with a double dip of The Heroes Lie on Max Inc. Radio.
Your time with shame. You're the only.
Max Inc. Radio. We are local music with the Heroes Lie. Rome Will Fall is the name of that album, or the name of that song, rather. Get Over It before that. Both of the songs are from their latest release, number 4. That was released last year. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to Max Inc. Heavy here on Civic Media. Original, local, hard rock, punk, and metal until midnight. That's what we do, 10 to midnight every Saturday night. Coming up on the show tonight, we got Greg Dillman from 301 Productions. It's a brand new venue in Portage. Greg's been in the music scene forever. We're going to get the lowdown on the new venue and find out what shows are coming up out there. Plus music this hour from Level the Earth, Carbillion. A brand new Cast in Fire for you, and also Coal Black River. These guys are playing a lot of shows. They just actually played the Waukesha County Fair on the Whammy Guitars for Vet stage on Thursday. They rocked it, of course. That's the name of the song, Rock It. It's Iron Plow on Max Inc. Heavy. We are local music.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Sometimes memories fade away. The good, the bad, it's all the same. But don't forget to look around you. I'll be there.
Kevy on Civic Media, that is Remember Me from Level the Earth, Lo-Fi Killers before that with their song Chained. Both of those songs are from last year, 2022. How you doing, everybody? I'm Jimmy K, Max Inc. Kevy. Be sure to stop by the Max Inc. Radio podcast page. Get the latest shows, live in the Devil Lair performances, interviews with the artist. It's all right there. While you're there, grab the Civic Media app and put that puppy on your phone. It's a really cool app. You can call or text us right from the app, and you can take us anywhere. Listen to Max Inc. Radio on Saturday nights or Sunday right from the app. Max Inc. Radio, it's all on the Max Inc. Radio page at civicmedia.us. Greg Delman is coming in next. He's from 301 Productions, a brand new venue out in Portage. We're going to have a chat with him, and I got brand new Cast in Fire next.
You're listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Civic Media and Mad Radio 92.7 join Max Inc. Radio in sponsoring Atwood Fest 2023, presented by Lake Ridge Bank. Rock the block on Madison's East Side, July 29th and 30th. Three stages, 30 bands, local crafts and food, and your favorite Wisconsin beers.
Funk out with the East Side's newest secret, Butterbrick, Saturday, July 29th on the Luther Allison stage.
Now, baby, this is what we're paying for. I don't know if we're ever gonna be here again. My lady, this is what we're made for.
For the full band lineup, visit atwoodfest.com. Rock the block with Atwood Fest, July 29th and 30th. It's Atwood Fest 2023.
An industry that started in America should stay in America. At Ignite Glass and Gifts, we strive to offer tons of American-made products, most of which we create by hand in our glassblowing shop. You'll know your product will have thicker, longer-lasting glass, and it's artistically made right here at home. Madison's favorite for glass gifts and vape. Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road. Keep it American made at Ignite.
Let's meet at the Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen, handcrafted in Sun Prairie, Wisconsin. Enjoy lunch or dinner on the patio with live music and good times. The Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen, 132 Market Street, and online at fullmilebeercompany.com.
Today's Random Thought brought to you by Aaron Weber Group. Cows. That's the thought. Cows. You probably thought it was going to be about how the Aaron Weber Group can get you the best price when buying or selling, with updated market reports and instant property value quotes. Virtual or in-person meetings, too. You ever wonder if cows think about where they move to? Cows trust movetomadison.com, and so can you. Brought to you by the heifer of all First Webers, the Aaron Weber Group. Movetomadison.com. Really, there's no bull here.
Jimmy K here for the Spaceship.tv. For those of you that know me well, you know I value my couch time. And getting out to shows, well, it's just not in the card sometimes. Well, now the shows come to me with the Spaceship.tv. The Spaceship.tv is a virtual venue for artists of all kinds. They have great local music, plus the high quality stream makes for an amazing show on my big screen. Make your couch time rock and see a show at thespaceship.tv today. Thespaceship.tv.
Who knew that Wisconsin sounded so good? It's Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Get off the best place. Forget the end, killing game.
Inc. Heavy, we are local music. That is music from Clarksville, Tennessee, Autumn Lies Buried. Pretty cool song there. They're going to be at the 301 Productions on Sunday. That's tomorrow. Before that, we heard brand new music from Cast in Fire from their Parasite album. They're going to be at 301 Productions in Portage on, what's the date here? Friday, August 4th. I'm a little flustered right now. I thought Greg was going to join me here. Tried to give him a call a couple of times. He said, we'll be here. You're not here. So anyway, 301 Productions in Portage. Get up there. Check out the brand new venue. It's right in downtown Portage. Support local music. There you go. 301 Productions. These guys played a show last night with Black Belt Theater. We're going to hear some of that music in a little bit. But right now, it's Carbellion. Their latest, Bar Fight for Weapons of Choice on Max Inc. Heavy. We are local music.
Show.
Heavy on Civic Media, Carbellion, their latest one from Weapons of Choice. That's Bar Fight. All right, by the miracle of gods and whatever metal gods are out there, we finally got Greg. Greg Delman from 301 Productions is on the air with us right now. Greg, good evening. Welcome to Max Inc. Heavy, dude.
What's up, Jimmy?
Great to hear your voice. Wish I could see you and toast you a beer or whatever.
That sounds good.
Dude, 301 Productions. This is insane. You've been doing 301 Productions for years as a promoter here in the Madison music scene. But now you have a brick-and-mortar venue up in Portage, Wisconsin, playing live music for the masses. How cool is that?
It's pretty awesome. We're working on it.
Take us through the process from going from being a promoter to getting a venue. And, you know, running a venue is no easy task, and I'm sure you knew that going in. So what made you want to do this?
I don't know. I'm getting old. I love doing all this stuff. I play music. I've been promoting music, and now I get to have shows and support it in some other ways now. It's just been what I've done with my life, I guess, for the most part.
You bet. And we definitely appreciate it. 301 Productions in Portage, 214 West Wisconsin Street in Portage. As you go into Portage from Madison, you just stay on 51, you get in the left lane and takes 13 or what is that? 16 and 33 or something like that. And
yep.
It's right on the left hand
right
side.
Downtown, yep.
Right
yep.
Downtown.
It used to be Cheers way back in the day, Legends, mm-hmm. Paul, Petty Freddy's was the last place it was. Now it's Studio 301.
What personal touches have you put on Studio 301?
Well, I dug all my giant PA system out of storage and threw her in there, expanded the stage a little bit. We plan on making it straight across the room in the winter, hopefully, so it'd be a lot bigger. Mm-hmm. I don't know, just put up a lot of memorabilia, and I still got to dig some more stuff out from the Malice in Wonderland days and all. Ultra days and all that stuff. I got all kinds of stuff. We've been putting up all the set lists and having bands sign them on the walls, the flyers we've already had. It's pretty cool.
How
cool
has
lights everywhere, yeah. Free games. I don't know, it's fun.
That's great. how has the city of Portage received you guys? With open arms?
Yeah, actually the mayor is our neighbor at the popcorn corner and he's been supportive of it. And yeah, everybody just got to get the outreach going a little more. But yeah, the town has been pretty supportive thus far. We're open on Thursdays now, mm-hmm. consistently because we're not open as a bar, but we're open every Thursday and we're doing like featured artists or open mic and karaoke and pretty much open season on the microphone for whatever people want to do on Thursdays.
So
and free games and all that stuff.
So on Thursday nights, you can come down to 301 Productions, 214 West Wisconsin.
Studio 301 is the actual place.
Studio
301 Productions is, yeah, what started it all.
We'll get that right, Studio 301. So just Thursdays and then the Saturday shows, right?
Well, we got pretty much shows. I mean, whenever somebody wants to do one, mm-hmm. Typically Friday and Saturday. We got one big one coming up this Sunday. A band called Automize Buried is coming through on tour.
Yeah,
heavy stuff.
We just played a track of that to kick off the half hour. Very cool stuff.
Oh, awesome!
And we also just played some Cast in Fire. Their new stuff. They're
nice.
They got a show coming up. I know Adrenaline Army has a show coming up. I believe next week on the 29th.
Yep, July 29th. Yep.
Very nice.
And then Cast in Fire is August 4th. I got a bunch of good bands on that one, too. And then I got Order of the Jackal, Y-Lab, and a bunch of Cunning, like Cobras, All Meridians, and Blue Moon Assault on August 12th. Mm-hmm. And then, I don't know, I got a bunch of stuff. All the events are on Facebook. Those are, well, they're linked, but they're... You can find them on the 301 Productions page or the Studio 301 page.
That's great.
They're all linked up.
Greg, are you playing any music yourself right now? Or?
Yeah, I'm in Grind with my lady, Desi, and Chris from Desolate, Black with Envy and Malice. Mm-hmm. Chad and our drummer, he's Mel. He was in Ave Imperator with us. And he's in Grind now with us, and we're going to be releasing an EP soon.
Yeah,
hopefully soon here.
I was just going to say, I don't have any music from Grind, and we'd have to get that EP from you when you get it released. We'll get it on the air for the people.
I will definitely get you one.
Awesome.
But it's pretty awesome. We're recording it at Source Track Studio up in Menasha.
Nice.
Pretty good place.
Awesome. Well, hey, man, I really appreciate you stopping by telling us about the new place to see live music in Portage. You know, Portage is where the north begins, right? So yep. Perhaps it's where the northern metal begins?
I hope so. Yeah. We're working on it.
Awesome. Give the website or Facebook name one more time for Studio 301.
It's just Studio 301 and 301 Productions. They're all linked up together. They got pretty much the same stuff on there. You can find all the shows on there.
At 301 Productions, you're still booking shows, and 301 Studio, that's where the shows are, right?
Yeah.
Are you still booking shows?
We do some stuff at the Crucible,
yeah. I was just going to ask, yeah.
But yeah, kind of transitioning over to just working on our stuff for the most part. But obviously, we don't want to just play at our own place, so we're still doing some other stuff. Grange is actually headed up to the Cold Shot in Appleton on Saturday, and then we got some other stuff going on, but. Oh yeah, I forgot. Casket Robbery is coming August 10th.
Oh man,
for a Thirsty Thursday. That day, that's going to be a good one. And Grind is actually on that one.
Casket Robbery is going to leave a mushroom cloud over the city of Portage.
Yes, that's for sure. Squid Hammer's on that one also, and Modern Animals. That'll be an awesome one.
Well, hey Greg, we got to
go check out that stuff and show up and help us out and come enjoy some free games and music and. Beer.
Beer. I love the beer. Any food offering or not so much?
We're working on it. Yeah. We got two little baskets, a hot dog basket and balls and bites, some meatballs and pizza bites right now. Just got, basic stuff.
Got but that
people,
popcorn right
people
next
like
door
it.
Too.
Yep, I got stuff too, so I don't want to step on them too much, but they're always busy. Yeah.
Hey, Greg, great to talk to you. Congratulations on your success, and
thank
hopefully
you.
It continues for you, brother.
All right. Thank you. Good talking, Jimmy.
And get a hold of us when that EP comes out, man. We'd love to get that stuff on the air
for
you.
I will, for sure.
All right.
I will do.
Greg, thank you very much. Maxine Kevy, this is Black Belt Theater. We are local music.
Thank you. Yep, I'm good.
from their 2019 album, Power Petting. That was Black Belt Theater on Max Inc. Radio. Hey, coming up, Essential Last Crack 2 from the Mighty Last Crack. Here, kick off the 11 o'clock hour. Happens every week here on Max Inc. Heavy. Right now, Halliwell on Max Inc. Heavy.
And great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
A guy named Bill out in Econowalk. Bill's got some thoughts on that.
Yeah, thanks for talking about what you're talking about right now. Your station, you raise the bar high for integrity. You are a community radio station, which means you look out for all the citizens in the state of Wisconsin.
Daily conversations about Wisconsin's latest headlines and stories. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
You're listening to WLAK 1260 AM Amory and WBZH 910.